Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Holds a Life. This is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
And this is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas.
In today's show, we've got something special for you. Now, we get a lot of interaction from people out there. We're interacting with Muslims and non-Muslims alike. And we're going to share some of the comments that we have with you.
Comments, questions, criticisms.
Now, we're completely open to constructive criticism. In fact, yeah. We welcome it.
And we will try and change ourselves and make ourselves better. If you find someone saying something that's we're doing something wrong.
Those we don't even take those comments as negative comments. Yeah. They're actually positive comments. But then there are some which are just plain simply rude.
For no reason.
Abusive. Just to insult.
By Sipahi Tabarra. £500 in the pocket, but how much grey matter in your brain?
So basically, do you remember that episode where we said that when we first came to Iran, we only had £500 in a pocket?
So
then he said, oh, you've got £500 in your pocket, but how much grey matter is in your brain? Nice. Good question. All right, the next one.
By Uzma Ajaz, why does it's a D-O-S-E
what
?
Let me read that. Why does the wife look like she is 12?
Do I look like I'm 12?
She's not 12. She's 13.
Yeah, you got it wrong. One wrong, you would have guessed it right. By Muhammad Al-Saad, Hawza has Sunni ideas which Ahlul Bayt do not accept, like Ilm al-Rijal, which is completely from Sunni's copy-paste.
What are you talking about? This is one of the big problems that we have with social media. Anyone can say anything that they want, and everyone sort of has an entitlement to be heard, even if they don't have any knowledge at all. With all due respect, I don't think you know what you're talking about here. Let's just analyze that for a moment. What is Ilmi Rijal? Ilmi Rijal is one of the subjects which is taught in the Hawza. And it basically deals with, you know, whenever you hear the chain of narrators, every time you see a hadith, it has a chain of narrators, which means that, okay, we need to look at who narrated this hadith, who he narrated it from, and who that person narrated it from, and it goes on and on and on until it leads to a big personality like the Holy Prophet himself, okay? Now, studying those people in the chain and trying to identify where the weak chinks are is what we call ilmi rijal, and it helps us to determine whether a hadith is reliable or not, okay? So ilmi rijal is not only taught in the Hawza of Qom, it's taught in the Hawza of Lebanon, it's taught in the Hawza of Syria, it's taught in the Hawza of Iraq, of Najaf. Everywhere you go, ilmi rijal is one of the basic core foundations. And let me ask you a question. If you are given a hadith and you want to figure out whether this hadith is an accurate hadith or not, what are you going to do? You're going to have to go and see who narrated that hadith and whether that person is a reliable narrator or not. And if you don't want to do that, then I'm sorry, but you don't know what you're doing. It's anyway.
Let's move on. By Sarah Ali, what's the age limit to get admission and can women study there? As far as I know, the age for women should be at least 18, I guess. And yes.
Same for men. Same for men. But the thing about the Hawza is there's many exceptions. So I have seen students who are below the age of 18 actually studying here.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But as far as I've always heard that you have to be at least 18. And yes, women can study here. There are a lot of women who are married or unmarried, single, and they study at the Hawza and they accept you. Anonymous, school fees. I thought Iranian education was free.
Education in Iran is free if you're studying in government public schools. Some students go to private schools and then there's fees.
And Hawza studies are free. You don't have to pay anything when you're going to Hawza. Johar Minhas, where is he from? Well, from his accent.
People want to know where I'm from. What can I say? we say it in almost every episode. I was born and raised in the UK.
Originally
anyway.
Indians, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Mystic Blood 6. That's interesting.
Mystic Blood 6, okay.
That was so interesting to watch. Thank you. By the way, when you guys received the cooker and blankets, a lady in the background asked if the lady, your wife, knew how to cook rice. In Farsi, Limao, I died laughing.
some of our viewers know Farsi. You can pick up the little subtle little jokes and comments that people make in the background. They can add to the experience.
She can cook rice.
Anyone can cook rice. You just put it in water and you boil it.
I can just cook rice.
She can cook a load of. You can cook loads of. She's a very good chef. She can cook really well.
Yeah, I do cook a lot of food. Mm. By She3U.
She3U.
So interesting. Thank you so much for sharing. I always wanted to know what a day in the life of a house student looks like.
Now
question.
You do.
Do we have to record ourselves to ask you a question, or can we also send you a question on YouTube, for example? Okay, so you can just record yourself from your phone or whatever and email it to us.
That question itself is a paradox.
Crimes committed by West on humanity.
That is a cool name. Nice.
Salam. Wa alaikum assalam. I have no idea about Persian. Can I join after my M surgery?
Medical surgery.
Can I join Hausa for 1 year program? Please reply. Well, even if you do join Hausa, you're gonna learn Farsi for
most
7 months.
International students don't know Farsi when they enter the Hausa. I didn't know a word of Farsi. She didn't know a word of Farsi.
I think for a lot of people it takes 8 months, mostly because I prefer to take my time.
Let's say it takes 6 to 8 months. Some people do it in less time, some people do it in more time.
Hussein Mujtihadi. Bro! How can you let her roast your beard like that?
When did you roast my beard? You roasted my beard?
By Tehreem Zahra Hussein. What is Hausa?
There's different people tuning in all the time, just randomly stumbling across our videos, and they don't know what a Hausa is. So, okay, let's just explain it. A Hausa is an Islamic seminary, a kind of university or school which teaches the Islamic knowledges, the Islamic sciences. What do you define as an Islamic science or an Islamic knowledge? Anything which will benefit the world, what the world needs. That's why in today's world, the Hausa teaches its students akhlaq, qaid, tariq, morality. Let me just translate that. Morality, our beliefs, ahkam, like how do we...
The
history of how things came to be the way they are now. Ahkam is basically the rulings, how to apply the rulings to our lives, how to pray, how to fast. Lots of different things.
By Mahdi Rizai, what university in Qom do you attend? So we
study
Al Mustafa International University.
You can find the website here.
Lily at. I wish to leave everything and join the Hausa. Life circumstances are blocking me. That's really
God bless
sweet.
You. See, one of the beautiful things that we've discovered, and not just me and Sayeda. Me and Sayeda are just the ones that you see on screen. We're just the faces. We have a whole team, alhamdulillah. Mashallah, we have a team of editors, of researchers, of translators. We have teams who are working out there trying to interact with different groups and of the public and engaging with people abroad as well. One of the things that we as a team at IP have discovered is that there are so many people out there who really want to make that move. They want to make that leap of faith. But there are things which are holding them back. But then there's people out there who are living in the West and in other places in the world as well. Their hearts are burning. They want to come to Qom. They want to go come and serve the cause. But there are things holding them back. What should they do now? They have financial situations. They have family. They have health problems. They have lots of different issues which are holding them back. One thing that we can say is... it is a difficult decision to make, but at the same time, it's a very easy decision to make. You have to just recognize that when you help the cause of Allah, Allah truly does help you. In tansarullah, yansurkum.
Next we have Fatima W. They look so adorable together, mashallah. Thank you
God bless you.
Mahdiya Al-Askari. OMG, mashallah, this is amazing and great for people back home. I know, Alhamdulillah, I've got a lot of comments from people who want to come to Hausa. They're like, for example, we made an episode of budgeting.
Yeah.
So they're actually looking for before coming to Qom to see how they budget.
Yeah.
So Alhamdulillah, we're glad that our episodes are helping you guys.
Inshallah, we hope it is.
Inshallah. This is pinned by Islamic Tulsa as well, by Anam Zahra, the best couple on earth. We're not the best couple on earth.
God bless you.
Next we have Masuma Zaidi. world's most adorable, cute, and sweet couple.
Wow.
Thank you.
Jazakallah.
Tehreem Ansari. I got so much information regarding Shia Muslims from Islamic Pulse. I'm not a Shia, but I hardly find many differences compared to how it's shown in the media.
God bless you. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to counter that narrative which has been spread through false media outlets.
There's
out there.
There's like a huge difference between Shias and Sunnis. Well, actually,
there isn't. There isn't that much difference between us. We're
Muslims,
the same.
After all.
Goes back to what Ayatollah Sistani says. He says that, look, don't even think of them as, you know, they're your brothers. They're not your brothers. They are yourselves. Think of them as yourselves. They're not even our brothers. They're ourselves. Inshallah. Help us by spreading the word, inshallah.
Inshallah. Next we have Hajkash Jumiao. Mashallah, I really like the way to put the information in a simple, straight and sweet way. May Allah bless you both. Eternal happiness. Mashallah.
May Allah bless you as well.
Farhan Rizvi. Very, very happy to see Shia YouTubers. Oh, Shia YouTubers? I didn't know that.
I didn't even realize that. How did that happen?
Very, very happy to see the Shia YouTubers coming up with a great content. May Allah bless you. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. May Allah bless you too.
Next we have by Niall Musave, my new weekly bus videos. That's sweet. Actually, I was thinking about it.
But we don't have any buses in our videos.
Alexandra Gaffikin says, I love your show. Fascinating stories and info. And you two have great comic timing as well. Thanks, Atiya Ali Musri, for reposting. So there's a sister who reposted our...
Right, and that just shows...
Yeah, that's really important. Guys, whenever you get our videos, YouTube, Facebook, do share them as much as you can wherever you are.
Right, so this sister, Atiya Musri?
Atiya Ali Musri.
She shared our video, and now that's gone to a non-Muslim. The non-Muslims watched it, which is great.
And she says, keep it up. I'm looking forward to the next installment. Have a blessed Ramadan there in Iran.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. And then we have Sugra Fatima Ali. She says, Mashallah, a great sneak peek of life as a Hamza student. Eagerly waiting to see more episodes. Jazakallah for answering my question. Well, she is the one, I think, on our first episode.
God bless you. And stay tuned. Inshallah, we've got plenty more to come.
Hadi Rulani, it's pinned by Islamic Pulse. Assalamu alaikum to my brother Muzaffar and sister Sayyida Fatima.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Very uplifting and inspirational video. I eagerly await the next ones. I just wanted to say I'm so happy and proud of you both. You two are a shining light for the world of Islam. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon the both of you the best in this life and grant you the highest of stations in the hereafter. To Muzaffar, wherever you are, you'll always be a light and inspiration to me and those around you. Keep up the great work, old friend. Hadi.
I'm speechless, mate. Jazakallah, and may Allah bless you, and may Allah give you eternal happiness.
Inshallah.
And may Allah somehow bring us together on this path as well. And the same goes for all the people who have said such lovely things. May Allah somehow, you know, bring us together to collectively serve this cause.
Inshallah.
That would be a dream come true for the sake of Imam Zaman, inshallah.
We've tried to answer as much questions as we could and to read out the comments. And sorry if we missed anyone's comments or questions, because that's all we have time for.
To everyone who's commented, we just want to say a big, heartfelt Jazakallah. Not from just me and Seda, but from everyone on the Islamic Pulse
team.
Everyone here is really appreciative of your support.
We don't read your comments, we just ignore them. We always do read your comments, and we will try to, inshallah, answer them as much as we can.
From my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali.
From my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
We bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.